are you calling my house this time of afternoon? What do you want? What do you want?
Hello, is Emilia Thornton there?
What's this for?
Yes, I'm calling from National Opinion Service, but you mentioned that this is your work phone.
Who? From where?
From National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
What is it for?
This is about the upcoming Congress elections and some general questions about the current economy and social climate, I guess.
How did you get my name in on this? I don't have opinion on that, you know.
We would still love to record your opinion. Since all of our numbers are taken from voter databases.
From where?
From voter databases. A randomly generated. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. How many questions is it?
There are a few, but I can assure you it's a short survey. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My age and my race?
And your race, yes.
I'm black, BLSA.
Yes, just to get a representative sample. Hello?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Yes. May I have your ethnical race, please?
I just told you, I'm black.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
71.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president?
I don't have no idea, darling. I don't know. I don't plan my life that far in advance. If I'm living... If God's will, I will, then I don't know. I'll just put it that way.
So are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
We'll say 50-50, okay?
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied, darling.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? You can select up to two out of the list. You can stop me, or you can hear all the options and we can select the two. First, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, providing
That's one of stopping illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The next ones are providing affordable child care, fighting inflation, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, reducing gun violence, protecting LGBTQ rights, reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education, protecting voting rights, fighting threats to our democracy, or improving the economy. Which other one?
Improving the economy.
Improving the economy.
So, yes.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Oh honey, oh, I don't know what them options are, but the economy, food is so high. People can't hardly afford, nothing.
But do you feel, then, that you're just keeping up with the cost of living or falling behind the cost of living?
Well, I said fall behind the cost of living. That's about all I can say.
Thank you. Similar to the other question, in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upwards mobility in this country? You can select up to two. Racism and discrimination, poor work ethic, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, breakdown...
That'd be one of them right there. That's true.
Okay, thank you. The next ones are the breakdown of the traditional family structure, lack of good paying job opportunities, Okay.
That's right.
Let me just continue reading it and you tell me if we change the options. The next one is not enough good role models, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, poor life choices and values by some, too many people depending on the government for handouts, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women. Are we okay with your option?
Did you say unequal pay?
Unequal pay or treatment for women.
Unequal pay, what you said,
So would you like to, because the ones that you answered were inadequate programs to help people in poverty, lack of good paying.
Unequal pay.
So, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women? I'm sorry?
You said a pick two, right?
Yes, those are the two.
I did. Unequal pay and then,
the inadequate programs.
Right.
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about that, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
Remove what?
Remove or ban books from public schools.
Oh, I oppose that.
Do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you don't have an opinion or you have never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. The first one is the gay rights movement.
I don't approve of that. I don't know which number that was. 0, I think, wasn't it?
Okay. Kamala Harris.
50. That just happened at 50.
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
50.
Critical race theory or CRT.
And what now?
Critical race theory or CRT.
What is CRT?
Critical race theory.
Okay, yeah. 50% on that.
50%. Kevin McCarthy.
McCarthy? I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on. Beyonce.
Who?
Beyonce, the singer.
Oh. How does she? Well, I don't really. Well, doggone it then.
That's 100?
50%. I don't know nothing. I don't know she's saying and being, I don't know.
Okay. So how should I record that? What percentage?
50%.
Barack Obama?
100.
Thank you very much. Once again, we know it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Cornel West, the third-party candidate, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom would you vote?
Democratic.
And that would be, okay.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Switching up things a bit. Please rate how much of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact on your life. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Crime and violence in this country.
That's a 10.
Affirmative action ending.
The what now?
Affirmative action ending.
A 10.
Okay. Climate change.
A 10.
The country's economy going into a recession soon.
10.
Thank you very much. Also, I want to take a minute just thank you for your kindness and your patience, but we still have a few more questions to go, so we're going to race through it. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal and nationwide.
Oh, Lord. You said agree or disagree?
Agree or disagree. You can tell me if you strongly, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. That's well.
Strongly disagree.
The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
Oh, yes, I agree with that. Most definitely.
Strongly or somewhat?
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. The government should pass a law requiring employers to improve workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
I strongly agree.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
I strongly agree to that.
Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
I agree to that. Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should provide free child care to all families.
I agree. I strongly agree to that.
Thank you. Athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
I don't know about that. I strongly disagree with that.
Okay, thank you. In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, yes or no?
Strongly agree.
Death of a family member?
Strongly agree.
Sickness or serious injury?
Strongly agree.
Mothers giving birth to a child?
Strongly agree.
Mothers adopting a child?
Strongly agree.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Strongly agree.
When dealing with a mental health episode?
Strongly agree.
Fathers adopting a child?
Strongly agree.
And how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Have any of the following things happened to you or a family or a member on your household in the last 12 months, money or property was stolen?
No. I want to answer no.
Okay. Home was vandalized or broken into?
My granddaughter's, yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you. Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Violent crime such as assault?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Lord, I've been out of school since 1970, honey. I graduated in 1970.
Okay, so that would be college graduate?
High school.
Oh, high school. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or divorced, or widowed?
I'm widowed.
Do you have any children 18 years of age living in your household?
No.
Or younger, okay. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Well,
rural or?
Rural, I don't live too far from Birmingham, Alabama, so I guess it would not, I guess it was more like urban.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, thank you. It seems that our survey our system is going through some upgrades, and we just have like 3 or 2 questions. Would it be okay for me to call you back in a few minutes?
Yeah, it'd be
all right.
We're
about to finish. I promise we're about to be finished. Just a few questions more.
Okay, now. All right.
Thank you very much for your patience. Have a wonderful day. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Thank you.